I'm at the Celia Hammond Animal Rescue Centre in Canning Town, and there are cats absolutely everywhere. Now, a lot of them were rescued from the Olympic Park, where building workers encroached on their feral lifestyle. Earlier on, I met up with Celia Hammond and I asked her how she first got involved with cats on the Olympic site.
Well, we've been there quite a long time now. This all started in July last year, and we were called in to collect a litter of kittens that had been locked in a building. And we noticed there were an awful lot of other cats about the place. So we tried to negotiate for permission to access the site to start trapping them and get them off safely before heavy demolition began.
So, of course, it's all sealed up now, the site. It's not open to the general public, is it?
Well, it's not been open to the general public for, well, since July. So we tried to negotiate access without success at that time. We started off a huge petition, which has got over 15,000 signatures on it now. So there was a huge amount of public interest, and we managed to negotiate a further period of access.
This is the Olympic Delivery Authority, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, they're the people who are responsible for managing the Olympic site, aren't they?
Yes, exactly, yes. But it just wasn't enough. You know, it wasn't enough. There were far too many cats there. We've taken off altogether 181 cats.
And 181 cats?
Yes.
And what's happened to all these cats then?
Well, we've caught them. We've had them neutered, vaccinated, microchipped. The ones that were became tame in our care. I mean, none of them were tame to start with, but obviously some of them were clearly had been fed by people working on the units before, so some of them have tamed up quite nicely and have gone to homes. The rest of them were very wild and have gone to farms, stables, small holdings, places like that. We've still got about 60 of them left, so we're still looking for sort of farms and stables and places for them to go. We managed to negotiate after that in January a longer periods of access, and things have gone better since then.
How do you go about catching a cat? I mean, if they're a wild cat, how do you go about catching
them? Well, as time goes on, it becomes more and more difficult because of the workings on site. You know, what's there one day is gone the next. You know, the site doesn't look the same 2 days running. So the cats are very disorientated and traumatised. And what we're trying to do is to negotiate safe feeding areas where we can get them to come for food. We put the traps out at the feeding sites. They're baited up with chicken and fish, and then we operate the traps from our vehicles. So we're very safe. The safe places are, you know, becoming fewer and fewer. So it is getting harder and harder to get the last cats off.
If somebody was interested in homing one of these cats, what could they do?
Well, they could contact us at the Canning Town Clinic. Obviously, we're looking for places for the wilder cats to go. That's our biggest problem. So
these wouldn't be suitable for people in their homes, in
not
their flats
really.
Or things like
that. Oh, definitely not really. No. No, they really want to be. They don't want to be with people. They want to be out, you know. Farms and stables and small holdings are the ideal situation for them, where they got shelter, they've got food. They have to be prepared to feed them, the people. We don't just, you know, they must be prepared to be responsible for their welfare. And we always go out and visit every single site and give them a holding pen so the cats are confined there for a month before they're given their freedom. Otherwise, they just run away. Once they've been shut in one of the holding pens for a month, they come out and they stay there.
Is there anything else people can do to help?
We'd certainly appreciate some donations because, you know, it's been an enormously expensive exercise for the Trust. And also, we have an online petition.
And what's the petition about?
Well, originally it was trying to get access onto the site, mm-hmm. but people are still signing it because I think it's important to show the level of support that the public have for what we're trying to do, that the cats all got off safely.
If you're interested in homing a cat or you want to find out more about the Celia Hammond Animal Trust, you can contact them at the Rescue Centre in Barking Road in Canning Town on 020 7474 8811. That's 020 7474 8811. Or on their website, www.celiahammond.org.